A very beautiful Sunday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on WWDB. This is Scott Borsky on Inspiration and Religion. If this is your first time joining us, with faith and love and all that's good in God, thank you. Please spread the word. It is such a pleasure to be with you on Sunday morning to join in prayer together. There is a wonderful story about a young boy who is at his house of worship, and during services, he's just reciting the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and just over and over again. And the clergy hears him during the service and doesn't say anything, but afterwards goes up to him and says, "Young man, I am so glad that you are here for services. It is such an honor to have you pray with the congregation. But I was wondering why you're just reciting the alphabet over and over again." And the young boy, he stands up a little bit embarrassed, but he says that, "I wanted to come here, but I don't know the prayers. I don't know the melodies, but I know that I love God. And I just thought that if I recite the alphabet over and over again and the letters just float up in the air up to heaven, God will put them together and make them in a way that God will understand what I'm trying to say and turn the letters into words and the words into prayers." And a little tear came down the clergy's eyes. He said, "Oh, young man, that is the best reason for prayer that I ever heard. And yes, God will form your letters into the prayers, the wonders, and the miracles that you so want in your life and God wants to give you." So with that little story, I just wanted to tell you that you can certainly go into a house of worship to prayer, but you don't have to. Anywhere you are, God is. In any way that you want to pray, God understands all languages, even tears, even the silent meditations of your own heart. We often call that the still small voice. There is no right way to pray. There is no wrong way to pray. Just pray. And after all, as we always speak about, what is prayer? It's just a fancy word for a conversation with God. So have that conversation with God at any time, anywhere. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to and have a conversation with anytime, anywhere? And of course, the answer to that is a resounding yes. So a blessed Sunday to all, or whenever you're listening to this program on WWDB, it is certainly an honor. Last week, it was kind of hot. I thought it was summer. This week, it's getting a little bit cold. The winter is coming. And I need to tell you, my friends, as the winter, hopefully not so much snowy season, is coming upon us, here is a spiritual reminder about changes of seasons that some people must exit your life because their season has expired. I speak with people on almost a daily basis about troubles they're having with people in their life, not like at work and not their family members, but you know, friends or acquaintances. They have a season, and hopefully they bring joy to your life. But if they don't, there's a reason to gently and lovingly take them out of your lives, because we only want people in our lives that give us inspiration, that help us on our given mission and our purpose. So again, as the change of the season comes, some people must exit because their season has expired. And never feel bad about that. Never feel bad that somebody is going out of your life, because there is a reason that they are not part of your dreams, goals, and aspirations. And certainly we all know people that need to exit as the winter season comes. And that is a good thing. a good, good thing. Do you know King David? Well, not personally, but do you know of King David? Every day I have the honor and the privilege of teaching boys and girls for bar and bat mitzvah lessons. And one of the prayers we learn is one of the Psalms, P-S-A-L-M. It's a silent P. I never understood that silent P, but it is there. And do you know how many Psalms there are? I'm listening. I can hear you. There are 150 Psalms, and most scholars think that King David wrote the Psalms. And we all know some of the Psalms. The most famous of the Psalms is, of course, the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But there are other Psalms as well. And one of my favorite Psalms is Psalm 133. In Hebrew, the language that King David wrote over 3,000 years ago, he wrote these words, "Hine, matov umanaim shevet, achim gam yachad." In English, it means, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for us to be together as one." I can think of no better psalm than that, or actually no better scriptures than that. It's as part of all of my services, whatever life cycle service it is, I always recite those words again. Hine matov umanaim shevet achim gam yachad. How good and pleasant it is that all of us, brothers and sisters and friends and families and neighbors and classmates and co-workers, can be together as one. And I need to tell you, this week after the election from last week, those words are so, so very important. The election, instead of allowing us to come together, it has caused many that I see in my, just, you know, in my community, on social media, family and friends, and I know you're feeling it as well, instead of coming together, to split apart a little bit because of political beliefs, especially after the election. So whenever you are around a person like that, please remember and share these words that politicians come and go, but God remains. The love of God remains. We are all children of God, and that will always remain. We may have one president now, we'll have another president later, we have a governor now or a senator now, we'll have a different one in 2 years and 4 years, but God is forever, was and is and will always be. Remember, we are here to serve each other, not serve politicians. We are here to serve each other and to love each other and to uplift each other. So as the politicians, they get elected, they get reelected, they get non-elected, they retire, they get thrown out, but God is always with us in our lives. So please, please remember that. And always say Psalm 133, how good and how pleasant it is that all of us are here together. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. We also say amen to our sponsors on this program, without whom we would not be able to be in the air, on the air, in the air, and through podcasts. We say thank you to Bonnie and her staff, her wonderful staff at the Men's and Boys Store in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Simply the best clothing for any men, any boys in your life, formal, casual, whatever you need. The Men's and Boys Store is certainly the best. Certainly, don't take my word for it. Often, winning awards for the best of formal department, the best of the men's department. In fact, just this month of November, the men's and boys store won the best in the Jewish Exponent of Philadelphia, the best formal department clothing, the best men's department clothing, and that is just one of many, many awards they have won, and they are certainly stocked with all your fall needs, and each day, winter merchandise is coming in a daily, both in the men's and boys' department, suits and sports coats, khakis, sportswear, and shoes, too, for all your fall and winter weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and custom tailoring to tuxedos, sales, tuxedo rentals, formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly in Huntington Valley for 25 years, in the Warminster Shopping Center, Bucks County at 320 York Road. And you certainly don't have to live in Bucks County to go there. I live in South Jersey, and I go there as often as I can to look as handsome as I can. And whenever I go there, I see folks there from all over the Delaware Valley, North Jersey, Central Jersey, South Jersey, Philadelphia, and all the suburbs. Give Bonnie a call, 215-914-2060, 215-914-2060. And when you see Bonnie and her staff, please give them a big hug from Cantor Scott, and for them, we all say, amen. So how is your November going? Certainly it's a relief from all the, at least if you're Jewish or if you follow the Jewish holidays, from all the Jewish holidays in October, we have a little break, but not a big break. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. And I need you to remember, there's a lot on the news. And by the way, the news, oy vey, the news. You need to turn it off. Have some quietness in your life. Listen to the silent meditations of your own hearts. Turn off the TV. Turn off the radio. In the car, just have silence. Think, meditate about your purpose and your mission. Meditate about the love you have for your family and friends. There are folks who are saying, listen, this Thanksgiving, don't go over families' homes if their political beliefs are different than yours. Oh my gosh, that is so absurd. That is so absurd. The holidays are a time to come together. All you have to do, my friends, is when you go over families' homes for Thanksgiving, I know this may sound simple, don't talk politics. Talk about things that are so wonderful in your life, achievements and successes. Talk about life cycle events that are coming up, weddings and baby namings and births and anniversaries. Talk about the goodness of God. Talk about the true meaning of Thanksgiving, which of course is giving thanks to who? Of course, to God. And how do we know that Thanksgiving is a religious day to give thanks to God? Because George Washington said so. I want you to go online, grab another device. I mean, if you're not in the car driving, but grab another device now and go to your favorite search engine and type in George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation. George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation. And you will see the words that George Washington said when he declared Thanksgiving to be a national holiday to be observed each and every year. Read the sentences right now. Each and every sentence has the word God or Lord or Almighty or something, a special name that refers to God. Thanksgiving was originally and should still be followed as a day of giving thanks to God for allowing us to live in the most blessed country that has ever been in the history of the world, the country that has saved more people than any other country, that have given more people in the world freedoms of speech, of religion, of assembly, the country, this country, that is so very protected and secured in the loving hands of God. That's what you speak about at Thanksgiving. You don't not go because people don't believe in the political beliefs that you do. In fact, you go in spite of that because you want to love your family. If neighbors are coming, you want to love your neighbor as yourself. You want to give hugs and kisses and be thankful on a day of giving thanks to God and thanking God for allowing us to live in His image and living with the mission and purpose that He is giving us to bring joy and blessings unto others. And on that, we all say, Amen. So I want to hear what is special, what blessings are in your lives. There's not a day that goes by that I'm not contacted, emails or text or in person or direct messages, as the kids say, DMs, with achievements in our community. And I'm always, always posting about them on my massive social media. If there are achievements that your grandchildren or your children are doing that brings the blessings to the community, please let me know. I would love to spread the word. Contact me any way that you want. I'm very, very easy to find online. Just look me up, Scott Borski, B as in boy, or as in blessings, O-R-S-K-Y. And look on my social media, whether it be X, which used to be Twitter, or Instagram, or Facebook, or TikTok, whatever, wherever you are on social media, so am I. And see all the blessings in our community. It will certainly, certainly give you inspiration to pray, to love, to realize how very blessed we are to live in such a wonderful, wonderful community of Greater Philadelphia, or wherever you are living. I mean, you can leave, but come on back wherever you are living. So, have you prayed today yet? Did you wake up in the morning and say, thank you, God? Now, that's a prayer. Don't be put off by the word prayer. Don't say, I don't know how to pray. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. There's no right way. There's no wrong way to pray. Prayer is just a fancy word for a conversation with God. So this morning and every morning, wake up and open your eyes and say, thank you, God. This is the day the Lord has made. I know you woke me up for a purpose. I know you woke me up, and that purpose may not be for my purpose today. It may be for the purpose of others. I have a mission to make the lives of others. You know, sometimes the only God that someone ever sees, my friends, on a daily basis may just be the God in you and the God in me. Never miss that opportunity to be the God into others. You never know whether you're the last one before something bad happens to somebody, and you yourself can shoo away that negativity in their lives so that bad thing doesn't happen to them. Keep that in mind. Somebody may be at their last straw, and you are the one who says, you know, life is worth it. I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to bring blessings unto others. I am going to give God a chance to make this day and tomorrow new. I'm going to accept the daily manna from heaven, the daily bread. I am going to have a righteous, righteous day. And that could be because you went up to somebody, you said, how's your day? Or have a blessed day. or what's going on in your life. Tell me something good that happened to you or your children or your grandchildren. You may be the one to cause that in somebody's life. And that, there can be no greater blessing than that. And on that, we all say, Amen. So let's pray together. If it's your custom to bow your head, please do. If you're driving, just listen to the words. When you pray, speak from the heart. Do not turn your prayer into a mechanical task. And when you pray, say something new each day. When you pray, say something new each time. In other words, you don't have to have a prayer book in front of you. You don't have to turn to, as the preacher would say, or as the rabbi would say, you don't have to turn to page 101 and read responsively. Prayer can be any words that you choose, any language that you choose, anywhere that you choose, any time that you choose. You don't have to be among a certain number of people. You don't have to say certain words. You just speak from the heart. Never, never turn your prayer into a mechanical task. It means never say the same words each and every time. Never read from a prayer book and think that, oh, this is what God wants. No, God wants you to speak from your heart, your mind, and your soul. Because we all want a God. We all want a God that we can speak to. We all want a God that we can be a friend with. And on that, certainly, we all say Amen. And we certainly say Amen to our sponsors, the Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. To ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. And not only that, I am a little bit biased. They are the dentist of my mom and my dad. In fact, they were just there a few days ago. So when you go and see Dr. Cohen or Dr. Sweeney Fonseca, give them a hug and say that Cantor Scott says hi, and tell him thank you for taking such good care of his mother and his father. And as we all say, Amen. So it is the month of November, and there's so many things going on with Thanksgiving. So if there are any activities in your local church or synagogue or nonprofit or charitable organization, please let me know. I would love to announce them on this program and the website and all my social media so we can spread the word throughout our community of any activities, Thanksgiving activities that your organization, your nonprofit, your charity is holding to get as many folks involved in the spirit and in honor of Thanksgiving to help those in our community. So contact me again in any way that you would like. I would love to spread the word about Thanksgiving activities so we all can have the joy of giving thanks on this most beautiful holiday. And certainly, we need to give thanks. So much is going on in our world that is not so positive. We need positive in our lives. We need all the positive and the good and the righteous to fill up our heart, our soul, and our mind. So there is no room for any negative. And that is a blessing for all of us to be righteous. And by the way, I'm often asked, what is the difference? Because we always pray and we always use the word righteous, whether it's in English or any other language that means the word righteous in our prayers. What's the difference between being righteous and being good? Because folks often ask me, you know, I don't know what righteous is, but I'm good. I'm a good person. I do good. I try to love thy neighbor as thyself. The golden rule. I do good. Well, my friends, there is a difference between being righteous and good. Being good is good. Everybody should be good. And most people, thankfully, thank God, are. But righteous are many, many, many steps above that. Being righteous is following the commandments, following the laws in your scriptures. Now, you can be good, and that is a wonderful thing, and I thank God. Thank God you're good. But go above that. That's a challenge to you, and be righteous. Follow the laws. Follow the word of God. You know, in the Jewish Bible, we call that the Torah, or the five books of Moses, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and my favorite, Deuteronomy. In fact, one of my cats is named Deuteronomy. We call him Deuts for short. There are 613 commandments. Now, don't be scared. You don't have to follow 613 commandments. In fact, a couple hundred of them we can't even follow now, even if we wanted to, because they have to do with the Holy Temple in Jerusalem that no longer stands. But there are still lots and lots of commandments over and above the Ten Commandments. So read your scriptures. If there is a commandment in there, take it to heart, because God wants us to follow that. And that is the way, my friends, to become righteous. So much better than being good. And on that, of course, we can all say, Amen. So on that, I just want to wish everybody a very, very blessed week. Love thy neighbor as thyself, and make those plans for Thanksgiving to get together with friends and family to give thanks for God. And don't forget to join me Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on this station for Morning Light. Inspirational music, inspirational talk, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. And on that, as we always say, pray more, worry less.